As everything comes with some challenges packed with it, machine learning is no exception. As the main task is to select a learning algorithms and train it over a data. The thing that might go wrong is either the bad data or bad algorithm. Let's start with bad data. Low quantity of data for training. For humans, if we have to classify between two new things given to us, we just have to see some of the examples and then, we are ready to go. But for machine it's not a quite easy task as machine doesn't have super talented brain like us. We may need thousands or even millions of images for complex problems, unless we reuse another existing model. Non-representative training data. In order to make a good model, it is important for data to represent all the cases that can be possible. For example, if we train a model to predict the gender of a person based on his/her image, the data includes the images of both males and females. But if the data include images of all males with short hairs and all the females with long hair, then the model might converse onto the fact that all males have short hairs, whereas all females have long hairs. But clearly that's not the case, males can have long hairs and females can have short hairs. So it is necessary that data must include all types of cases that are possible. Bad quality of data. It's obvious, if the training data is full of errors and outliers due to poor measurements, defeated sensors, untrusted sources, then the model will not be able to converse to a good solution and it will not perform well. We can fix or clean the data in following ways. If some of data are clearly outliers, it will be good to leave those data points. If some of the data is missing, then you can either discard that whole column or discard that specific row or either fill them with median value. Irrelevant features. The system will learn easily if we have enough relevant features and not too many irrelevant features. Selecting the good set of features and training on them. This process is called feature engineering. This includes the following. Feature selection, selecting the most useful features from available ones. Feature extraction, combining features to get more relevant features. Creating new features by gathering information. Now, let's us look at the example of bad algorithms. Overfitting and underfitting. Let's remember our school days, there are mostly three type of students. Type A, not interested in class, always busy in whispering with friends. Type B, pay attention in class, mugs up all the things, doesn't care about depth, understand of topic. Type C, pay attention in class, always try to learn new concepts by understand them. If they were given an assignment that includes the question that are discussed in class, result would likely be Type A minus 50%, random guess. Type B minus 98%, I have memorized all the questions when discussed in class. Type C minus 95%, I understand logic behind them. But if they were given the assignment that includes the question that are not discussed in class and need slightly different approach to solve, then result would likely be Type A minus 40%, random guess. Type B minus 63%, question asked are out of syllabus, tired face, crying face. Type C minus 90%, I know the logic behind them, I can solve them. So, here. A is underfitting. B is overfitting. C is correct one. Greater than note, there are also type D, those who doesn't pay attention in class and still got good marks. They are simply the exceptions like most of us. In technical sense, if the model perform well on training data but doesn't perform good on testing data, this is overfitting. If model perform good on training data as well as testing data, then we are good to go. If model perform worse both on training and testing data, then it is known as underfitting. How to get rid of overfitting? Use simple model rather than complex one, for example use linear model instead of high degree polynomial models. Try tweaking the hyperparameters of model, discuss later when learning about models get more data. Reduce or remove the outliers in data. How to get rid of underfitting? Use the more powerful model instead of simple ones, for example use high degree polynomial models instead of linear model. Try tweaking the hyperparameters of model, discuss later when learning about models feed better features to algorithm, features engineering. With this meme, until next time.